from yesterday, so far, which were a little bit unclear. First point, which I'm just responding to questions in the Beis Medrash, indicated to me that some things are not exactly clear. I'll try to clarify them and then proceed to other topics. The first question I was asked was about the Tosfos Daf Lamed Amud Beis, about the Panim Chadashos. Not everyone understood what I said, and they didn't even read what the way I read it with the Marsha. They thought I read it wrong. So I will turn straight to the Marsha, save time, and tell you how I read it. I think this is Emes Lamita. Just read the last line of the Marsha, require a little bit of explanation. The Marsha is the one who said that the whole idea of Panim Chadashos is only with respect to Tumah. You have to either break it or have the equivalent of doing something which is unusual, taking a pot and putting it into a kiln, as opposed to having an oven in a kiln. That's ovens firing up the oven. That's not Panim Chadashos. That's the way it's normally fired up. Aval inyan isra beluba betana ein tzarach shvira. You also be laid off your shabbat day has tegel shupnim. Just fire it up to its normal, a very high temperature, and all the isra comes out. Because if you put a pot, it's Panim Chadashos. And what's the last line? Vahainu eino yotzi videdofio below Panim Chadashos. So what does that mean? So explain it to me as follows. When the Gemara says, HaTorah Ida, Sheni yotzi videdofio, what the Torah is telling you is that a pot, talking about pots, right? The pot you cook the korban chatos in. A pot is yishavim, because it's going to be impossible for the efforts of the Easter to come out unless what? Unless you put it into a kivshonos. If you do that, it's not the same pot anymore. It's Panim Chadashos. So this any ultimate they don't feel of this particular kli. So you have two choices: smash it or put it into a kiln in a very hot oven, which will be Panim Chadashos. And we just to reemphasize what we said yesterday briefly, according to the Tosfos in Tzvachim and Avodah Zarah, the Torah allows you to break the kelim. It's a chiddush because the noster is still around in the shards. What's even better, is to put it into a kivshonos and thereby eliminate the b'lias hanoser completely. That's exactly what it says. And as a matter of fact, we saw yesterday again briefly the rush. Just a chazaf again for one more second. The Rosh discussed this, and the Kovetz Lefarshim on the bottom of page Yud and his comment on the Korban Asano, that the one says Yishaver is not Kivshonos Dafka. Kivshonos Havi Kimo Shvira. As we said, it was even better than Shvira. But the Gemara is asking a question on the Lashon Yishaver and the Gemara. On my Yishavru, he could have some kachin. It's true that you have the ability to burn it, but it's impossible to say we should have it kibbol shavur if you're malabin it, that the Torah meant yishavur to be malabin it. Come on, ain't mikvot to be pshuta. Okay, Adkan the chazar of the first point from yesterday, we made it a little bit more clear than we had yesterday. Okay, just going very briefly, point by point, to what Talmidim asked me today in the Beis Medrash, and then we'll come to the other matters. That's point number one. Okay. Point number two. We have to analyze one a little bit more carefully the whole idea of the not bar not, the no stam lefgam, and how these things all added up, and try to read through the sources as best as we possibly can. Let's take a step back. We've had a whole issue about Hezchamas Atera Bola, Yisura Bola, with a whole bunch of nafgaminas. And the questions are raised. Seems to be a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. On the one hand, the Shulchan Aruch in the Siman Tafnan Aleph Siman Dalet says that you require Liban in Hilchos Pesach. Tosfos suggested on top of Lamed Amud Beis, you never require Liban in Pesach. Ever, ever, ever. It's a Terah Bola. The Shulchan Aruch rejects that. Require Liban in certain cases in Hilchos Pesach. This is Yisura Bola. At the same time, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tafnan Beis that if you kash it before Pesach, before this Zman Yisur, and you don't, it could be even a Ben Yomo. Why? Because it's Heterah. So it's a Kastir and Shulchan Aruch. That's what all the Parashim are bothered with. So, we have made a suggestion that you can't put everything in one big soup. The one who put everything in a big soup is the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash in Siman Tov Nun Beis. He says it's all one big inyan. There's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore he doesn't like it. He thinks the Paskin, basically, I'm sorry to say it, he Paskins against the Shulchan Aruch. He says that the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tov Nun Beis, you can cash a Kalim before Pesach B'nei Yom. He says it's wrong. Sof Dover. No, you have to have an Eino Ben Yomo. That's all. Sorry about that. It's too bad. So this is what he suggested, that he doesn't like what the Shulchan Aruch says. Later, Mefarshim point out that you can't necessarily put all the eggs in one basket and put everything together. For example, the Chiddush of Atera Vola is controversial in the Sefta Avodah Zarah and Afayin Vov. The Machlokas on Hatam Moroim. Some of the Paskin, some rejected over there, because there Atera Vola is a Lomda Shavar. What's the Lomda Shavar? The Rashba's Lomda Shavar. He says that if there's ain shame iser, if there's no shame iser, so then you have a right to do Hagola. Hagola will remove almost everything. And whatever's left over behind, if it was already Aser beforehand, it remains Aser. It's a problem. But if it wasn't Aser, now I make it Aser starting from now. So then, a new shame, you're going to attach to something which is in the deep recesses of a kli. Come on, it's not going to happen. Fine. So there we can argue, it's a lumpus. Is the shame there or the shame is not there? You can say when it comes to Basar, no one has said it's a shame Nosar before the time is up. For sure not. You can't call it Nosar. But Chometz today in Tavis, you can still call it Chometz. That's the Rashba's Lumbus. That's where it's a Lumbus Shavar, where the shame is Chal and Not Chal. But in the other areas, such as Kashering, what's wrong with Kashering or Bosa? What's wrong with Kashering or Ben Yom? What's wrong? What's the big deal? The answer is, by Liban is no problem. Only by Hagola. What's the problem? The flavor of the Issa will go from the pot where it's now absorbed into the water and right back again, and it's all Lishvach. So you haven't gained all that much. You wait till Ein Ben Yomo, then it's the Fgame Karas we saw yesterday in the Rush. So as far as that's concerned, it should be a matter of fact. Bottom line, right now it's Oster, right now it's Mutter. If right now it's Mutter, I don't care Shmo Olav, not Shmo Olav. It doesn't make one bit of difference. Right now it's Mutter, so then you can cash your Ein Ben Yomo. So too, as far as the Roundabout Ein Mevat Nisr, L'chatchilas. Right now it's Mutter. Even though the Ran like the Ramban of Shem Chometz Olav, you still make it, but there's no use of Mevat Nisr L'chatchila on Chometz before Pesach. And so too with Chaticha Nasa Devel, which we're going to come to discuss soon. The answer depends upon de facto. So the Kitzur, the Mefarshim say that the when it comes to what you do, Hagolah Libun, it depends upon the Lomdus, Shmo Olav or not. When it comes to other Nafkaminas, it depends upon de facto. If it's Mutter, it's Mutter, and the shame, Shmo Olav is irrelevant. That's what I wanted to suggest yesterday. Not my own, but the Mefarshim suggest. Otherwise, they got steers all over the place. That's another point of clarification from yesterday. Now, we spent some time on the Lashon of the Rosh, and we didn't come out with clarity. So I want to make it more clear, I hope, I'll try to make it more clear right now. So please open to the Rosh again, if you don't mind. I'll try to figure it out properly. Okay? Yes, sir.
Weren't both these situations that you've been talking about were within Hagolah and Liban? Meaning when, in the first time they asked whether it needs Liban or Hagolah and the Kasna, it needs Liban, so it's the Isur Gol.
Right.
And also, when it was in the Yomas, that was also talking about Hagolah.
No. In Tav Nun Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that Chometz before this man Isur, you can kasher it, even if it's a Ben Yomo, because presumably because of a Terebola. Aye, but he passed in the Tav Nun Al Yisurabola. Is the answer. In Lomdus, it's Yisurabola. So therefore, you have to have Libun, it's not enough to have Agol. Right? That's the Sivan Aruch. But in de facto, it's a Terebola. It's right now before this man, it's Mutter. Before this man is Mutter, you have a right to kasher it with Hagola. A pot, not talking about a rotisserie. A pot. But the cooler in Tufnan Bays is you're taking a davash which is came in with water, you get it out with water, the chiddush you don't have to wait 24 hours. That's the chiddush. And that we accept, but that depends upon the factor. That's okay. Good. Rabosai, We had the rush, let's turn to it one more time, and we have a brief, not too much time to read it, but again, one more time. The rush is over here in Perek Beis, Simen Zayin. The rush is Chazer again, very quickly from yesterday. The rush has two separate questions. I'm giving you my take. I don't have the time, there's so many dissenting views. I don't have time to go much into that. They're talking about the Sanos, there's a Piltula Charifta, and then a Sefer Avodah Zarah. We'll have to get to a little bit, but we'll try to be as brief as we possibly can. So the Rosh asks two separate questions. On page Yud Beis in our print, line 7, column 1, 8. Afal pi shetama pogam anif mi menach hozom anif li besocho avlis kakorim agola. What do you gain? They gain nothing. No. Why? Because it's no same time by no same time. Okay. V'kulin heter. Why is it heter? Kevin shenifka matam. So we will call in our language, it's pogam e kara. So Rabbi Ose, I'm pointing out to you, the heter, it's not really a heter of, so much of a heter of not bar not in the classical sense. The real heter is pogam e kara. We do aser nosen tam lefgam, but over here it's pogam meikara, so we have a right to be more meikil. That's what you gain. Let's tell you what you gain in Ago. Now I ask another question. Let's make a gzeira. But gzeira, we shouldn't kasher in a benyomo. I said so kasher will be dead. Right, it's a good question. We'll have to talk about that maybe sometime. Oh, so yeah, so he says as follows. He says, no. Hossam Roy Ligzar. I'm now about 15 lines down in the first column. Shem Yavasha Bekli Ben Yomo Ha-Ma'atav Shal Osam and Ha-Torah. It takes pain to say it to Nisa Deraisa, right? Because Tam Kiko Deraisa. And also, it's many people doing it. In contrast, Hagolah, few people doing it. But what's the other side of the contrast? What a small sum of it. Aval Hocha. Im Yavza V'Yivla Ma'aban Ha-Nifla Dovamuru Benos in time by nos in time. So yes, we got stuck with the question, but this is not Barnati Isur. That's the problem. So I read you the Lashon of the Rosh in Avodah Zarah, which is somewhat different. And I thought about it a little bit more, try to reconcile the two Roshes. And I said yes, they say the same thing. I just want to make it a little more clear today. Says the he asked the same question. Kevan the Ain Sarat Nami, I thought it should be Lemay. Oh, that was my Hagot. Lemei Hagol. The word Nami didn't make sense. I wanted to add a little line. Okay, Lemei Hagol. Lo Gazminan Ela Bishula Tapsha. He doesn't go into the right. So this doesn't go into the topic over here. This is leaves. So what's the shaila? So here's the question of not bar not. Let's chazer again. The not bar not. We had about three shitas. Shitas around and explaining Dogam Shola Bakara. He says it's a question of Tam Kolush. It's a weak taste of meat when it lands on the fish. When the butter goes on it, there's no problem. That's the Ran says. It's only by Heter, not by Isur. However, other Rishonim seem to throw in possibilities of not by not being relevant in Isur Bala as well. Although, to be more careful, when they discuss it, they're talking about not what I would call not by not by not. That's the case they're describing. But they're, even by Isur Bala, they're more making. I don't know on what basis. But to make a long story short, there are two ways to handle this. The Ramban says the Tam Kiker stops after a while. There's no more Tam Kiker. So Tam Kiker. So I absorb some Tam. That's Kiker. And I can shoot it back into something else. I can ask for Minatoru. What happens if it's something is two steps? That's the second. That's also considered Tam. That itself would be Usur. But that's not Kiker to ask for something to make it have an impact on yet a third food. That's the way I answer the Ramban. The in between you, which we attributed to the Isur Beheter and the smack, goes something along these lines. If you have this not by not by not, the three not, even if it's talking about an Isura, it's only going to be Usur for a simple reason. Chaticha nas and avela b'shar Isur. What does that mean? Chaticha nas and avela b'shar Isur. The only time the Gemara has chaticha nas and avela is with respect to Basa B'chol. Only by Basa B'chol. Other places it doesn't say. Well, if you take a look over here in the Korban Asanon, Os Zayin, we did not see this yesterday, this was a mistake. If you don't see it inside, it's hard to remember. Just to see it in print. Okay? He wants to know, how does Hagala work? Well, it goes from the pot to the water, right back to the pot. Nothing is accomplished. Okay? So because of this question, he agreed to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Are you with me? I'm in the top line of Korban HaSadol on page 8, column 2. It's true that the water which absorbs the tarfus will then sense prorated some of it back into the pot. Okay. Then you kasher it a second time. The also mat iser, which is left the second time, bottle b'shish v'mayim, ad kan. Kan mashlo hiski rabenu shetzorach lahagil beis piyamim. Let's discuss it again. What Oz Zion is saying? What the says the Rosh said in the last few lines of page Aleph. You have to kasher the original pot. You have to kasher before you do the kasher. So the question becomes: you should have said that the kasher it twice. No. The mere heating up the pot in order to kasher all this. Pots and small pots and pans and forks and knives in it, that itself is the second Haggadah. This is a very, very important Korban HaSadol. Let's chazer again. So on this basis, we have the following understanding. Listen very carefully, please. What will happen if I will take a pot and I will, it's a tray for pot, and then what I'll do? I'll kasher it. Ben Yomo! Oy. What's going to happen? It's going to go from the pot into the water, right back into the pot again. It'll be less. Sure, you saw it's going to be less. All right? But there'll still be something there. Think about it for a minute. Instead of kashering it a second time, what'll happen if I decide to cook potatoes right away? All the same day. I cook treif. I kasher it. Now I cook potatoes. Will those potatoes be trayed for Doraisa? They're suggesting over here no, and now the answer would be no. Why not? Because when I kashered it, even though that kashering does not completely suffice, why? Why doesn't it completely suffice? Because what happens? The trayed goes from the pot into the water, gets prorated back into the pot, there's only a little bit left in the pot. What did he say before? If you kasher it a second time, the is will be bottled b'shishit. So if I don't kasher a second time, I cook potatoes a second time, so it'll be both the mishisha and the potatoes. What's the difference if I put cooking a pot full of potatoes or a pot full of boiling water? So the potatoes will be mutter min ha-Torah. Oh. Will the potatoes be mutter completely? That's min ha-Torah. Completely mutter? That may depend on the machlokas, who and who? Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbeinu Tam, at the Korban HaSadol quotes over here. If you're like Rabbeinu Tam, the Chatich and Asher applies to Shari Surin, that means the potatoes on the level of Darbonim are going to be treif. If, however, you're like Rabbeinu Ephraim, but you don't say Chatich and Asher available to Shari Surin, then what? The Chor, the potatoes are going to be absolutely kosher. So that's a shayla over here. Oh, you'll ask me a question. Tosfos says, he quotes the Tosfos. Look inside again, read it again. Because of this question, let's chazer again. He's bothered by the kash. I'll phrase it better because it's phrased in the Tosfos in the Russian Chulin. The Torah Kadosha tells us to do Hagolah. What's the case? Eda ben Yomo, you don't need Hagolah. Not Lefkat. Ben Yomo, what did Hagolah accomplish? You heated up the boiling water, so the trappist went from the pot into the water and came right back again. What'd you gain? You gained nothing. Says the Tosfos in the Rosh. Oh, you can kash it a second time. Kash it a second time. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're cooked. Bad part. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's no good. Rabbi Kiveh, you want to bring a right from here that Chatich Anas the veil of Ishari Surim is Doraisa. Because Tosis is going to level of Doraisa. What does the Torah mean? And others say, as someone mentioned a few minutes ago, the Taz, that he never meant it's Doraisa. What he meant was as follows. Since the Torah Kadosha permits Agola, would be impossible for the Chazal to be goes there Chatich Anas the veil of Ishari Surim. The Taz teaches us that Chazal alone the power to make a gzeir against the pasuk mefurish in the Torah. The pasuk mefurish in the Torah says that Gola works, meaning that Chatich Anas Nevela B'Shari Surim is mutter, because it's talking about a ben yomo. Chazal don't have the right to be going through. So that's the question. So why bother kashering twice? Just kasher once. Right? So why is Tosef said Rosh say kasher twice? Kasher once, and the rest will be bottle. So it could be. Maybe it didn't arise. So, or we could say the Torah says v'toher, right? Remember the word v'toher in Parshas Matos. V'toher, and if it's been hagola, should also presumably be v'toher, should be completely clean. But for that reason, it's not enough that there's only a small amount of mislav should be bottled mishishim of the potatoes. You want to make it completely tor, you have to have a second hagola. Yeah, that's what. Because this is a very, very important korban of sandal zayin, which we just neglected to read in shir yesterday, that left a few people lost. Maybe we lost now too. At least you have a place to look it back up and figure it out. Look at the toast of the Rosh Chulin of Kuf, Simulam of Chesed and Perek Zayin, and the Rosh will see what we're talking about. Now, given this background, turn the page again, the page you've based, and see what the Rosh is saying. Chazal met Exera in the Benyoma to Benyoma by cooking, because they have a chance of a Daraisa. By the cooking the Benyoma Daraisa, but Benyoma to be awesome with Daraisa. But let's say you cash a Benyoma, you're not supposed to do. So what's the big deal? There'll never be an Issa Daraisa. Can't be. Why can't it be an Issa Daraisa? So he throws two phrases back, one after the other. Look at the two phrases. What does it say over here? Right, Samach. Between Samach and Ayin. That's not one line. Between Samach and Ayin. I'll tell you now. Between Samach and Ayin, that's our line. What does it say? Him yavz the v'yildah ma'aman ha'niflut dova mu'atu v'nat parnatu. We have to catch it. Not parnati yisura. So the Chorah, Dava Mu'at, it was enough already. Dava Mu'at teaches you that what? That it's only prorated going back in again. It's prorated going back in again. So therefore, the food's going to be kosher. The potatoes will be kosher. What do you have to say, not by Nadu? Why even bother mentioning those words? Right? And those words should be ineffective. Because why? It's not by Nadu Yisura. That's what bothers us yesterday. What's he saying? Why did he say it? Why did he need it? And what's he driving at? Not true, it's not Barnat the Isura. That's the question. So the answer, I think, is as follows. It depends, perhaps, if you're going like Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rosh didn't want to get involved in Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbeinu Tam controversy. So therefore, he took pains to say that by Bishra only goes there, Otu Adol Raisa. Remember we said before? He said, why did he say that? Why did he say that? There's a reason why he said it. He said over here, look. What did he say? There, you're afraid if you cook a clean ben yomo atash osur min ha-Torah. Here, there's no way it could be osur min ha-Torah. What's taka the din? Let's go back to the line again. In yavz of yiv l'mat min ha-nifla dover mu'udhu. So therefore, there's no taste. There's no tam kikud ha-raisa. And now what are you left with? So it depends. If you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, l'chorot tzatzat ha-gom. L'chorot tzatzat ha-gom. If you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, we should say it's a not barnat. What do you mean not barnat? A not barnat the Isura. Not barnat the Isura, which presumably is only also by the Rabbanon, because it's really it's a not barnat barnat, as I told you. And Chanan is the Rabbanon Mishar Isurim, as I told you. So that's how I would like to understand these words in the Rosh. That's how I can understand it. Again, I can't say 100% for sure there's the Pshat. That's what I understood it. So it's true according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's true according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he doesn't kind of get involved so much in this whole discussion. This is over here. So he says over there, it's a dover mu'at, right? And if you hold up Rabbeinu Ephraim, you can stop right there. Hold up Rabbeinu Tam, so it's a not bar not, which is only b'drabon, the surah on the third not around. And that's what he means over here also. Here's Mohammed Kater. Here he says in the Sefta Modazara, read it one more time. He says as follows. We know Gzeir in the Benyoma to Benyoma comes to Hagolo. Why not? One line. Kevin de Tzarek Nami. What does Nami mean? So I keep saying I'm right. Lumei Hagolo. If you want to say Nami, see what that means. It maybe means the same thing. You don't need the water of the Hagolo, whatever it is. Lo Gazmina and Elabishula Tavshin. Oh, so the Tavshin is going to be a problem. But if you cash, there's also going to be a tafsh at the end of the day. You're not cashing to put in the museum. Yeah, but that tafsh is not going to be us. It's not going to be us at the rice, not going to be us here at all. He doesn't go into the details of his makatz. Adkan, Rabosai, my understanding. So again, a little bit more clear. But you have to chaz these things many times. The Yisoidus, Masech in Yerodea, and Psochim, and Chulin, and Avodah Zarah. And we can't go into every last detail right now, so we're on express mode. But just wanted to make it a little bit more clear than we had before. Okay, fine. So now, Rabbosai, we have another. Now we spent a lot of time, relatively, for today's shir, in reviewing some things from yesterday's shir. We'll have some time to discuss some things we didn't discuss yesterday too much, or maybe only made a brief reference to, as we go through the day and try to chaza the other inyanim. What's the name of a knife, Rabbosai? A knife. So a knife. A knife, Tosu said, it's enough to have a gola. Why? One reason they gave is it's a teira bola. So a gola is going to work no matter what. The Ran had a very unique sheet, which we didn't get a chance to discuss. The Ran says, you know, it's a kind of rov tashmisha. And the rov tashmisha of a knife is a cliche, or things of this nature should have to be no problem. It's a mir tashmisha, which is on the fire mamish, which would require libun. So since the majority wouldn't require anything, and the small minority would require libun, what did Chazal say? Hechshe beinayim. They would compromise you. They said we can use the nature or the type of kashrut called agola, which will satisfy the in between. This is the opinion of the Ran. When the Rif talks about klisheni, we had a big problem. Don't we pass the mikra din? A klisheni is no problem whatsoever. We make them by klisheni ain't a bolea. So we had an answer which the Mefarshim give. Don't take it literally. What klisheni really means is irud. How do you know klisheni means irud? You just look in the Rif. It's mashma that way, because when the Rif talks about how you get a kasher it, he doesn't say put it into klisheni. He says do irud. Take a look over here if you will. It's on page Chav Gimel in the Rif. In our print, it's chesed beis in the old print. It was more. It's about the sixth line of print. Bahani yishamushu b'klisheni kigon koros v'chayotze b'hem kishadi alai rostin b'klisheni umashlu b'gavaya the polkon shaperdam. What's the problem? Why must you pour water on it? Just immerse it in the klisheni. The answer is when he asked it, he only meant to answer b'irud, because klisheni properly passed the mikra din is not a mashal at all. This is the Pesach Halacha Lamaisa Mamsh. Yes, there are those who want to be machmon chametz for Pesach. We should be machmon like the day which maintains in Kol HaTorah that klisheni, even though it's not mevashel, is maflet or mavliya. She does a Rashba. It's quoted as a yesh omen, but in your day we don't pass in that way. But it comes to chametz Pesach, someone to be machmon even in klisheni proper. But if you look in the Rif and the way he said the kasher of the Iruy, you get an impression that the Vilna Gaon is correct. That when it says klisheni, don't take it literally. It really means only irui. And why does irui require a kashrut to irui? Because irui, we pass him, is there's a bliya kadei klipa. Why kadei klipa? Mafurush gemara in psachim, happens to be in psachim. And although we pass him tato govar, ademekale bola kadei klipa, that's exactly what happens in the case of irui. It's hot on top, the cold on the bottom, then the bliya is kadei klipa, and then you have to take it out with irui, which will take it out kadei klipa. Fine, this is a major yusod, okay? They're both side. I'm just giving you the kids and nimrits in this discussion. Fine. And now we're going to go a little bit further in these important inyanim. I'm just repeating again, we cannot read everything, cannot chazer everything, we're just trying to chazer some of the main highlights. The main highlights. Okay. Libun. We spoke about how Libun works yesterday a bit. Does it work to take things out? Does it work to burn things up? We had the whole discussion we had just yesterday, in the Tosef of Lamna Mabez, and the Yotzer Ridei Dofio, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. So Tosef is a kasha, but I have shown us work. So the answer might be, and they were, oh, may I actually give this answer? No kasha. Ain't a Yotzer Ridei Dofio. The Torah says it doesn't come out, but Libun burns it up in the spot. Mordechai, is that what there are answers? He's talking about, he gives an answer, am I correct? In Bedek Abayis. I don't have my Bedek Abayis here. If you look it up, you can see it. I believe he gives that answer. But no one else gave that answer. It's a good answer. How come no one else gives that answer? Presumably because they hold, potentially at least, that Libun is pulling things out and not burning things up. So therefore the word Yotze, you can't just get around the word Yotze by saying it burns it up inside. That's how they were all, I think, got out of it. And not, and the others who discuss the question without giving an answer might disagree. Say, pulls it out. A possible nafka mina, we said, is can you kasher it with the heat that it went in? And the Ra'ah would say no. The Ra'ah is clear. You have to have a fire mamish. It's also a cooler on the Ra'ah side. The Ra'ah says things don't go in unless it's mamish fire and food with nothing interrupted. According to the Ra'ah, we'll get to it later about a matva, it's a pan. There's nothing to talk about. A pan is garnished because the fire and the food are separated by the pan itself. The case of the Gemara, rotisserie, since you're holding in the fire, there's nothing in between. Okay, that's the Ra'ah's unique sheet, they're both coming in and going out. The Ra'ah's consistent. Fire burns. Okay? So, of course, according to the Ra'ah, you're not going to be able to. According to the Ra'ah, I'll be honest with you. According to the Ra'ah, I don't think even a self-cleaning oven is going to work. Because you need a fire mamash to touch the surface, the sensitive surface. On the other hand, according to the Ra'ah, it was never trained in the first place, because the fire's on the outside. So, the Ra'ah is this whole different sheet. The Ra'ah is an iconic class. We love the Ra'ah. He's so gemaldic. Everything in the Ra'ah is so beautiful. Okay, good. So, either way, it's going to come out okay. Even Kuantim, it's enough to have a Hagolah or even Kal or even Kabbalah Kabbalah. The equivalent of Hagolah, as we said before. So, it's going to come out okay. But do we pass like the Ra'ah? I don't know. The Shachs seems to like the Ra'ah in these parts of it. And most posts seem to go differently. Okay, once it's going differently, then it seems to me that the argument that in at 550, out at 550, should work. Surely Prima Gadim is against. Prima Gadim, I can see, he's going with the Shach, with the Ra'ah. But I'm not sure, Allah HaLamayis, that we should actually follow that sheet. But the famous Chubas Maimonides, which we spent time about a little bit yesterday briefly, about the Nos Gedolei Hadar, and there they seem to say, if you have a situation where you say Kibolo Kafoto, and the same way it went in this way, it goes out that way. The only question will be, is that only in conjunction with a Teira Bola? And it's what we call a Libun Kal, which works for it, because it's no worse than Hagola. When it comes to Hagola, we said, what? It works for a Teira Bola. Is that what he's relying on? Or not? So the Lashon is tricky. Because he says a het, and he says v'su, 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 three other add-ons. But if you look at the Lashon of the Rebbe, he said, hoya roi lahate. Maybe it's only roi, I wasn't for sure mimat without those tirufim. So I'm not 100% sure, honestly, whether you can make a raya berura from that Shachuvas Maimonios that the paskening the kula in the shayla. But there's a natia that way, and I think halacha lemaisa is that way, particularly in our ovens, where the food does not touch the surfaces. The food's in the middle somewhere. It only goes in, if it goes in at all, through Zeya. And Zeya is only the equivalent of going in through water, right? So there's no more than water, it's just steam. And if it goes in through water, it should come out with Hagola or its equivalent, Libun Kal. So Mikra Adin, it seems to me a lot of sodom to be making when it comes to our ovens. But Tziruf, the Poskim will say, our ovens are kosher to begin with, because that amount of steam that comes out is garnished. Only Hevel, a thick white steam, that's what they have in the case where it's, Baruch HaShulchan said, if it's boxed in, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to diffuse, it's really very thick. That's a Hevel, not Mishnah Machshirin, that's going to create Bliya. But this Zeyah, there's not much there. It's a little bit garnished. It would never even go in the first place, or if it would go in, it wouldn't come out. So therefore, people will make a Bechlal on the situation of our ovens. I'm scared to be Mekel, even though there's grounds for it. I follow Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's psak is what? You have to have cover one of them if you're using liquids. So in my house, we cover the milchik, if there's ever liquid, so once in the oval. Because I'm assuming that liquid means really liquid, like milk, but not pizza. And therefore, it's technically a fleshig oven, which is used for milchik, only dry. Rav Moshe writes, they ask Oakley, we're not worried about it. What do you mean not worried about it? Probably didn't happen. If it did happen, maybe you have to worry about it. Some say, that's not true. But okay, it's probably not going to happen. Adkan, we spoke about. Either microwave. The microwave is a problem because although there's no fire, so it should be more cal. But at the same time, Rav Osai, it's smaller. Someone told me it's much better, it's smaller. And it's much more steam because the science that it works on the liquid in the food, so therefore, I agree with you. It's more of a problem. But nonetheless, it's also a tzad lahakil, which tells us, as I said before, there's no fire, and as a result of that, who said this, the walls are too hot to touch? My experience is I can put my hand on the wall, you know, I can open it, and just right away quickly put my hand on top, and I can just leave it there indefinitely. I want you all, about to say, a month till the next year. Plenty of time to do an experiment, okay? When you have next thing up in your microwave, says, okay, put your hand right on the top, and see if it's too hot to touch. I'll tell me the Lashon de Ramah is that Yatzlitz wrote by Zeya in the steam itself. So I quoted you the Trumas Hadeshet, which is a find. The Trumas Hadeshet told about that particular case where there's steam coming up from the milk and there's meat on top. So the Lashon of the Trumas Hadeshet is the source of the whole Ramah is, as long as Ein Yatzlitz Babasar, the meat on top, if that's not too hot to touch, there's no Bliya. I love that Lashon. That seems to support my point of view, which is, as I even the body as Shulchan, as known as the tremendous Machmir, thinks that my point of view is logically correct. At the end, he says no because the posts don't say it that way. Okay, he's entitled, but it seems to me that I'm taking it away from him that it's logically correct. You have to be hot in order to absorb things. The fact that something next to you is hot doesn't matter, and I have a right from the Trumas Hadeshet because that's very helpful for us as far as our microwaves are concerned. Despite the fact that there's some downsides, because it's much smaller and there's more steam than the regular ovens. Okay, the kids are nimrits. I gotta give some kind of a sikum on the sikum, a very brief review. Okay. Fine. Now we assume that the entire concept of Hagala and Libum, which the Torah Kedosha has, is a Din D'oraisa, Poshut Pshat. And the Gemara of Mem Dalet says, because Tam Kikas D'oraisa. If you say that Tam Kikas D'rabbanan is a problem, what's the big deal? Why did the Torah require that we kasha kelim? So the Gemara's expression is a chiddush. Chiddush means that it's not necessarily going with any logical rules. Rav Shech, the Shalita, put two and two together. He had this Gemara chiddush, and he had the Rabbeinu Tam of Pan Chadoshes that we saw yesterday. He has a whole Shtikal Torah in printed in Misorah, that Hagolas Kalim is really Chiddush. We're not going to say with the science. And I thought that the sheet that certainly exists. The Bach said it, Pshat and Tosis on the Lamed. But since we pass in Tam Kikas Arayis and Mikar Adin, so we say it's not for Chiddush, it's logic. And the logic is that if you will not do kashering, the food's going to be trade. Right? So that's the Mikar Adin. And then they make Zayir say Ben Yomot to Ben Yomot, which we spoke about already before. So that's why we have to kasha based upon science. Everyone seems to agree, almost everyone, that if science tells us there's no bliya in the kli, there's no need to do off the kasher it. At least with the evid, the food's going to be kosher. It's Torah Mada. In those days, those didn't have factory conditions, there was much more bliya in their metal, etc. But today's glass, according to the scientists, is not bolea. Most of the metal is also not bolea unless there's chinks in it. So there's a room to read the Tzar of these Shittas, as Rav Shech Shlita writes in his Maimer, with other considerations when push comes to shove, Shas Atzchak, etc. Okay, these are all important Nekudos. I want to just mention briefly a number of interesting things. There's a concept of Yud Beis Chodesh. The Gemara is Masechta Avodah Zarah, and after 12 months, certain things can become dried up in the Kli. And when it comes to Yayin Nesech, so Yayin, we don't have a din. This is the Ran and the Sefta of Avodah Zarah, this is the Mekatzer. There's no din that Eina Ben Yomo is also Tam Lefgam. On the contrary, the longer the wine ages in the cask, the better the taste that comes out of it. That's what they write. Don't you have that advertisement aged for 20 years now? Don't they? So that's the Ran. The Ran knew about this before the age of marketing. Right? So he says, you can't, it's going to, after 12 months, and it's dried up, it's no problem. Well, the question that becomes, so then maybe we should say, if you just wait 12 months, then it's going to become mutter. So the Chacham Tzvi, and Rav Moshe, and the Bekivega, I can't go into all the pratim right now, but what emerges from that whole discussion is that the only time we can be makel, ironically, after 12 months, if it's going to be an Issa B'dieved until 12 months. And it's very nika, the 12 months cutoff point. But a typical situation where it's going to be usher, excuse me, be mutter b'di'eved even before 12 months, because the Ein Ben Yom was no stam of gam, we cannot be mat al-chatchila even after 12 months. This opened up a piss, a piss and pet by Chomas and Pesach. Then Chomas and Pesach, we pass in Nos and Tam of Gam is also. Again, we have to come back a little bit to that later. But the bottom line is where Machba Lechatchila is considered to be Asr. So therefore, if we consider it to be Asr, so then we can be Mekel after 12 months. That's what the Chacham Tzvi suggests. And this is a whole back and forth, and Moshe wants to go with it, and be even more Mekel than not only Chomos or Pesach, but also other situations in a pinch in a Shasatcha. It's hard to really rely upon it. Moshe throws in Hagolah three times. Three times, on both sides. What's the difference, one time or three times? Well, Teretz is Yerushalmi. Can't argue Yerushalmi. Now, Yerushalmi has it in the case of a very weak Yisod Rabbanan. Yisod Rabbanan, which is weak in Yikar Ben HaTorah, like Trumas Chutzlar, to Trumas Ben HaZeh. In those unique cases, there's a concept of Hagolah three times. Does it apply beyond that? Most possible say no. Rav Moshe wants to extend it to these Shasatcha cases. This is, you should be a little bit aware, because I'm sure if you tell someone you learned about kashering, they'll say, what about after 12 months? What about three times? I never heard of it. Now you heard of it at least. Can't go into it because it's too complicated, but it's really not in our Masechta. It's kind of really found in Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Yerushalmi and Trumas. But okay, we have to be a little bit aware of the even the issues which are not so found in our own daf. Okay. Now, we mentioned this before, a minute ago, about the idea of Nos and Tam Lefgam and Pesach. We read the Primogodim for the fifth time or more yesterday, that whether Nos and Tam Lefgam should be Osir, but the Pesach depends upon if you need Bittul Barov or not. If you need Bittul, so there's no Bittul on Pesach. If you don't need Bittul, then it should be okay. And it really gear is Mutter all the time, even in Chavetz Pesach. Okay, that's what he suggests. Now we have the following fascinating discussion. I think it's an important point because it's quite remarkable. The Rashba suggests, you probably still have it in your list of papers we gave out. Suggests, he doesn't, we'll see soon. He suggests the following possibility, that if I tell a goy to cook for me in a pot which is Eina Ben Yomo, and he did it, it's usher for me to eat the food. Why should that be so? Why should it be so? What went wrong over here? The answer is as follows. A mevatlan isa l'chatchila, and if you're mevatlan isa l'chatchila, it's also even b'di'evet. The Gemara Masechta Gittin, they made a knas. So here too, the Rashba learns that there is some flavor in the pot, and that flavor, it's going to be mutter based upon bittul berov, as the Rashba said. It's bottle berov. And then we say, what about tam ki ikar? So it's a net negative taste. What about the bli itself? He wants to suggest it's going to be bottle berov. And as a result, it's also for the ever, because we say in Malis Chatchila is also for the end, if he did it on purpose, the whole story. So suggests the Rashba. He never really, really passed in this way. That's my kiddush. He said it, I think it's page 11 test, if I'm not mistaken, in the Torah Sabayas Aruch. But in the Torah Sabayas HaKotze, which is his very shorter version, he didn't say it. And in Malavov, it's Mashva the other way around. Keep that in mind, because it's an important yisod going forward. This is a Rashba. Obviously, the Rashba learns, since the Farish and the Tshuva, the Rashba learns that Nos and Tam Lefgam is based upon Bittul Barov. That's clear. There's no question about that. The Rashba says so. The Farish can't argue with that. The Rashba says so, and if he said so. There's nothing to argue about. The Rashba said so. We have to accept that's his opinion. Okay? It's his opinion. The question, of course, becomes, what is our opinion? Halacha l'maaseh, do we follow this or don't we follow this? And the Rashba himself, how far he went with this issue. So that's what I want to discuss. It comes up a little bit in the same place as we had that discussion of the of the Yud Beis Chodesh with the Chacham Tzvi, with Rav Moshe. So there also the two topics somehow come together a little bit. Let me explain. Kiveger, it's also whatever Kiveger. Kiveger has a steer in Shulchan Aruch. That's how it starts. Kiveger is bothered by the following question. And this is that tshuva, you probably have it. You have Rebbe Kiveger somewhere in your little file. If you want to pick it out, you can perhaps see what it says over there. Okay. I think Rebbe Kiveger, I'm pretty sure we gave everyone Rebbe Kiveger. So Rebbe Kiveger asks the following question. On the one hand, the Rashba, he passed out the Rashba in Yoredei Simon Kuf Gimel, that presumably, that Nos and Talmud Chacham is based upon Bittul Lerov. On the other hand, he paskins that Nos and Talmud Chacham is Mutter the Pesach. Ramos Machab, the Machaber's maker. Stira and the Machaber. What's the basis of Nos and Talmud Chacham? In Ilchus Pesach, he paskins Mutter, the Prima God have explained, it's nothing to do with Bittul. There's no Bittul on Pesach. But yet, the same Shulchan Aruch seems to say in Kuf Gimel in Yoredeia, it's based on Bittul Lerov. There's the problem which plagues the Kiveger. Here's a fancy answer. We wanted to say a Chiddush, which may be right or wrong, I don't know for sure, that when the Mechaber is Mekel by Nos and Tam Lefgam B'Pesach, he's Mekel in one of two cases. He's Mekel if it's simply Eino Roa L'Achila, nothing to do with Bittul, and Rabbi Osai. There's a Rashba himself suggests that when he asks the Kasha, they need Bittul Barov, so the Rashba asks the question, what about a case of Kedera Shein Ben Yomah? So what shouldn't he be, it's Isim Vatlis Chathila? So the Rashba says no, because there's no Ben. There's no Ben. There's no Ben. It's only in the pot. So the only bit, sounds like he's saying, you don't really need Bittul Barov, because it's in the pot. That's what he sounds like he's saying. It's a little similar but a question, a contradiction in the Rashba routine here and there. Oh. But ain't nothing on me. It seems to me that in the case what we call it, the Prima Gun kept calling, no sin tam lefgam ksas, where food A gives a taste of the food B, so then the Rashba would say it's only based upon Bittul Barov, and then perhaps the Shulchan Aruch would agree that it's takalas teruma pesach. It's true he says it's mutter pesach. You could be referring to the two other cases. A case in which it's a real negative itself, any role of Keller, any role of other, any role of Gare, and B, where there's no bends, just something which is in the walls of the pot. So that Nos and Talmud is mutter. But if you have a real food and it gives taste, even though it's a net negative taste, and it's a Bittul Barov, would be also ready, because no Bittul Barov on Pesach. That's what I wanted to suggest. The possible answer, Mikiveg is very powerful, Kash. I'm not saying it's for sure right. But the other Terutzim were even more complicated. More complicated. And that's why this Teretz, I thought, again, if the Teretz works, it would be a simpler Teretz than some of the other complications that the Kiveger takes us through. But this leads us to the following problem. And I'm just going to spell it out to you and give you my answer, which I think is... I'll give you one more answer to this Kasha, and then... back to the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch also, Rabbi Osai, quoted the Ran. What did the Ran say? The Ran said a Chumra. But you know how it works in life? Every Chumra leads to a Kula. That's why I'm not so into Chumras, because every Chumra leads to a Kula. The Ran said a Chumra, namely, that if you have if the quantitative positive outweighs the qualitative negative, it's Asur. Famous Ran, it's quoted by Lachon Shulchan Aruch, it's in Kuf Gimel, Yesh Mishachochek. So, according to that, as the Prima Gaon said explicitly, quoted the Ran, Nos and Tam Lefgam is not based on Bittul Barov. This is the matter of the Rabbanim scratching their head and figuring out, is it good or is it bad? This the impact of food A on food B. And if the answer is net negative, then it's going to be mutter. If the answer is net positive, it's going to be usser. And Rov is not the sole determinant. The Ran said. So therefore, since the Mechaber didn't say 100% like the Rashba, he didn't say. He quoted both opinions in Siman Kuf Gimel in Yoredei. So therefore, since he quoted both opinions, he wasn't sure. So when it came to Chometz of Pesach, which is Nos and Tam Lefgam, he was Mekil on the grounds that, you know, it's probably not a Doraisa over here. There are many people in this. Maybe the Ran is right, not based on Bittul, and even if it would be something that, as I said before, that there is no Bittul in the Pesach, that's in the Rabbanon, second Rabbanon the Kula, perhaps that's what the Pshat and the Mechaber might be. Again, assuming he's Matan also on the Tkam in any and all cases, even the case of food A having a net negative impact on food B. Oh. Now going back to the Rashi. The Rashi's Lashon, which I wrote down over here on page Lama Tess. This is Lashon, but he wants to suggest that Iser, a Knas, and the guy who did it on purpose. Quote, Kiman de Mevashel u Mevatel Hagil Lechatchil Adami Ve'osur Afilu B'diyevet. This is on page Lama Tess. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, on page Yutess, he said, if it's only a matter of this you should have in front of you, if you have Tamash's Balua, only Tamash's Balua, you do not require a rove in the Machol Keneged Dolphin Akadera. So what do you see? You don't need Bittul Barov. L'chora, when they made a Knas Ve'eshna Matirin by Mabat Lislachatchila, they meant that they would go there not to rely upon the Bittul. But the Rashi said, you don't even need Bittul. You don't even need Bittul. So it could be, Rabbi Osai, that the Rashba holds against the Ra'ah. Again, the Ra'ah said, 24 hours pass, what happens? Two things happen to the Tam in the pot. A, it diminishes drastically.
That's what we saw there.
And B, it's negative. In the pot already, it's negative. And the Rashba bangs them on the head and says, it's not true. They're both not true. There could be a significant amount there. And in the pot itself, it's good. If you have a good taste in the walls of the pot, so what are you doing? So when you are now using this pot, you are now, when the flavor, which is positive in the pot, comes into the food and now becomes a negative, that's considered to be a bittul with respect to the din of a mevatlan iser lechatchila. And maybe it's be usher even b'diyeved. Even though Rav Osai has nothing to do with Bittul Barov. So the Bittul Barov you don't need. That's the Rashba said on page Yutess. Nonetheless, it says on page Lamites, quote, Kimand in Mavashal and Mavatal Agil the Chatchil Adami, Yosef Philip Adiabet, not you Mavatal Barov, you Mavatal it by magic, by having it turned from positive to negative, I mean, it flows from the walls into the food. That's a different story. Okay, so but presumably, at this point, we're assuming, for the moment at least, that there's no din, Rabbi Osai, of Bittul Barov, when it comes to what's absorbed in the pot. Now, how is that going to impact us when it comes to Pesach? We say, Nos and Tam Lefgam, the Prima Gaudim said is a problem on Pesach only to require Bittul Barov. So here's my problem and my potential solution. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, that the Rashba says in the Tshuva, as follows. Nos and Tam Lefgam is a problem. It's a problem on Pesach. How do I know? Yesh li raya mikderes b'Pesach. I have a raya from Kederes of Pesach that Nos and Tam Lefgam Pesach is a problem. Where does that come from? Take a look at look at the Mordechai just to show you. I'll show it to you. You don't need a Rashba. The Rashba didn't tell you what the raya was. We know what the raya was. It's printed in the Mordechai. Please open up. Tov Kuf Samach Zayin. Tov Kuf Samach Zayin. Please look inside. Tov Kuf Samach Zayin. Quotes a number of Gedolim, as is in page Tess, column 2, line 4. What do they hold? The Nos and Tam Lefgam, the Pesach, is Mutter, and some say it's Asur, right? And why is it Asur? It's because of the Mashu, right? And if, what the Raya they bring the Chumra? Kedeyas the Pesach Yishameiru. Why? Why? There was Rav may hold that no Tanufgam is mutter. It must be on Pesach, it's Asur. Shani Chavos the Pesach B'Shari Surim. Oh, that's obviously the Rashba's Raya. But the problem is, Rabbosai, the problem is, the Rashba said, huh? That if something was on page your test, whatever's absorbed in the pot, you don't need Bittul Barov. So if the Rashba said that you don't need Bittul Barov or what's in the pot, then how do you bring a Raya, Rabbosai, from Kedar to Pesach Yishaveru, in the same shot in Rav, that the reason why it's Asur is because, why? Chomet to Pesach is more Chomet. Why is Chomet to Pesach more Chomet? Assuming the Kriyat Gadam is correct. Because you need Bittul Barov. But the Rashba himself seems to have suggested you don't need Bittul Barov with a compound which is purely absorbed in the walls of the pot. But the only way out of this one is to say as follows. That the Rashba, at the end of the day, never fully paskin that later did. Again, and they were suggesting now that he would consider, against what he said after your test, he would consider the bliya in the walls of the pot to be treated for kula misharina, to treat it for this purpose as a davar be'en. The question becomes, so then, according to his theory, the nos tam lifgam is based upon Bittul Barov, so where's the Barov? So for some reason, the Rashba assumed on page your test that Bekula Misharina, there's more volume, potentially, in the walls of the pot than there is in the contents of the pot. That's his assumption. We just got to say by Richus that we assume that not only is there more in the pot than in the walls of the pot, there's significantly more. How many times more? Listen, 8 times more. If you went through the mathematics of the Hagolah, right? You do Hagolah, so then the Bliya comes out and goes into the water. It's prorated back in, and it comes back out. So it's Zvot of Meshishin. So we thought that is 8 times 8 is 64. That's what we had suggested. There's much more in the contents of the pot, typically, than there is in the walls of the pot. As a matter of fact, there are poskim who say, Halacha L'maisa. Rabbosai, we're not learning it now. But according to some poskim based on the Gemara, Stam Yenam is not bottled b'shishin. It's bottled b'shesh. Take away a zero. A special cooler. Bottled b'shesh. Can't go into it right now. But some poskim say, if Stam Yenam is bottled b'shesh, there should be no problem using pots which were absorbed with Stam Yenam. You know why? It's always going to be what the Rashba calls a kli shedarko l'shtamash rov b'shefa. The Rashba said, if I have a kli which I'm always using, always using for with many, many more times than we need to be mevatel the absorption of the pot, have the government to use it. What's the pshat? They sit there. The Rashba learns a mevat is in the chatchila is what's going on over here, and the Rashba says further, a mevat is chatchila is a gzera. You may miscalculate. You think it's, you got 16 times, you're going to make a miscalculation. Says the Rashba, that's only true when miscalculation is possible. When miscalculation is impossible, because it's Dakal Shamash B'Shefa, they never made a Xerim. So therefore, if you're always going to be using 60 times as much of in the contents of the pot as in the walls of the pot, or the walls of the Kleep or someone have it, so then it's Mutter. To some extent, it's Yain Stam Yena, because Batel B'Shesh, and they're assuming that, and it always, just about every case, the contents of the pot will be at least 6 times more than the walls of the pot. We can increase it from 6 to 8, no big deal, right? That's what we're assuming. That's, I think, the fact in most cases, right? So therefore, the Rashba's Raya of your test is not Mukhruch. I don't know why he simply didn't take cognizance of this. And as a result of that, we can say that he might change his whole opinion. When he changed enough on Lama test, he never really passed in a way. Maybe it has something to do with this. And therefore, we can justify the Rashba along those grounds. I'm speaking briefly, but just giving you a taste of the opinion of the Rashba in these important matters. Okay, fine. Halacha l'maisa, we're talking about now. We have half an hour left. Halacha l'maisa. So there are a number of important buzzwords that you have to be aware of. We know that if you have chametz to food on Pesach, it's the mashal, it's a disaster. But it's only true if, you know, there is a how should I say, an absorption of taste. If I have a piece of wheat which is found in a cold mixture of otherwise kosher to Pesach food, and I pull the wheat out, Rabbi Osai, the food is kosher. Who cares that the piece of wheat was stuck there? It's a difference. Only if I heat it up, then there's where the taste starts to spread out. But the question then becomes, how do we define heating up? So how hot is hot? How hot must hot be the minimum? What's the minimum definition of heat for us? Anybody know? Yeah, so let us go. Good. And what kind of kli creates a blia? We mentioned a few minutes ago. Quote Meikir within kli sheni, there's no blia. Some say, Rechom, Mr. Petzl, have to be machmer, because maybe it's a mashu, have to be machmer for kli sheni. Others say, only meant to be machmer by Irud. And they say, no, we're machmer kli sheni proper. Others say, no, Meikir within kli sheni is mutter. That's how we seem to pass in Halacha L'maisa. But this is to the next question. What about Irud? So Irud, we have to be machmer, because Irud is mavliya, we assume at least a kadei klipa. We have to be very careful with that. So those who go in further than that say double gush. What's a double gush, Rabbi Osai? A solid substance. According to many authorities, double gush cannot take advantage of the leniencies of klisheni. Why? Because klisheni told says in Shabbos because there are cold walls, and the cold walls succeed in cooling down the food. Somebody told me by liquids, because liquids assume the shape of the receptacle, so it keeps banging against the cold walls. You put a piece of hot meat or whatever it be, hot chametz, hot matzah, in the middle of a dish, there are no cold walls in there. It's only the cold floor. That's not enough to reduce the heat significantly enough to give it a status of cliche. That's what some posts can say. Again, Mikir Adin, we can be maker in many of these things. Okay. Fine. Now, Rabbi Osai, Libun Kal. Libun Kal, it seems to me, is something which is not found anywhere in Shas. It's a creation of the Rishonim. Primary creator we saw is in the Mordechai and Avodah Zarah, Simon Tov Samach. It's no worse than Hagolah. It's no worse than Hagolah. I'll just read you the Lashon. You don't have the Mordechai in front of you now, but since it's an important source, we'll read it. Tov Samach. He writes as follows. If something is bolu beheter, a terah bola, what do you do? Ain't shrichin libun godol de neshuas klipo. Elarak acheteyat so let us for mishnei avoreo. The gamregilin livdog ade nesinas kasha lehavi bechutz. Liros in makash nitzchav, bochi sagi. Dimkein shalit halibun me ever li ever. Afal gab lo shelo toshu kliposo. When we come up, Dibagav came in the Terabola, and came down in Bahagola. Okay? Baholo Gora also Libun Meagola. Also Libun Mafud Yosa Meagola. It's called Libun Kal. Created in the Mordechai out of nowhere. It's unclear to us a little bit what does it mean. It says, the Lashon was what? Yad Salezbo Mishnei Avarem. And then this Bedikas Kash. So Yad Salezbo is 100 and something degrees. And Bedikas Kash was 400 degrees. So disconnect over here. So we had various answers. Wait a long time, wait a short time, etc. But this is important to us for a number of reasons. I never got a chance to say this the first time around. So this is a little bit new stuff. And the new stuff affects some of the old stuff too, as you will see. Rabbi Osai, how hot must the water be to create situation of Hagol. So I'd like everybody to open to the Shulchan Aruch now and Siman Tov Nun Beis Sif Aleph. Some of the stuff is going to be new, you never heard before. It's ran out of time last time around. Hope it won't run out today. What does it say over here in the Shulchan Aruch Reish Nun Beis Sif Aleph? The last word in the Mechaber, V'chein Kedei Shlo Yistarech Lizor Shvenuchu Amayim Rishichosim. You don't have to worry about the water stopping at the bubble. Hago. Ach Rabim Cholkim Esfirlu De'ein Hagolim O'elas Klum Imen Amayim Rostim. Nothing. Okay, Shizara for the Kodos Manisura Shlo Yenuchu Rishichosim Kol Zman Shemagim. Everyone holds that way. Excuse me. The Ramah says that many argue on the Mechaber and say that the it never works. Shas is Surah, Shalom B'Shan Surah. No Agola ever works if it's not boiling water. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Koton Vav, Hachroi Mesigal Ramah, Gabdas and Mechaber Kainu, then Agola Magala Sala B'Shan Shamayim Roasted. Even the Mechaber also holds that way. The Ramah misinterpreted the Mechaber. Does everyone agree to this? I want to read you the Vilna Gaon. Okay. Avol Nire, listen to this now. Shigam Ros Kamein Tzarech. The Kaimalon is a grum. It's not a small person. The Vilna Gaon. The Kaimalon, Yad Soledesvo Bekol Dover Bechli Rishon. How do you like that? Yad so lettuce go is going to work for our goal. See what he says? Yad so lettuce go works for our goal. Amazing. Ah, it says roschin. Agamara, loud and base. No problem. Shabbos men bezem and aleph. Ha'ilfis fakdeira shaviran mirusachin. Says the Ra, Visham Sagi Biyad Soledes. Wow. So the Ra makes up a possibility to say that the Mechaber held that Yitaka don't need Rosin. It's enough Yad Soledes, but it's considered heat all over the place. And it's going to work. We, La Loch Alamais, don't accept the Ra. We accept it only partway. Rav Moshe Rav said Shiva with Kabbalah Kach Polto. If it went in Yad Soledes, goes out Yad Soledes. It was in 212 out 212. The Gra seems to be suggesting it always goes out at Yad Soledes, no matter how it went in. So the question, of course, becomes a fascinating Gra. Does it have any impact on us halacha lemais? This Gra, Rabosai, I like the Gra. Why I like the Gra? If the Gra is right, we understand the Mordechai better. The Mordechai said Yad Soledes for Mishnei Avarel, right? Why is that enough? You asked me this question last time. How, right? You asked me. Someone asked me. Someone asked this question. How does a Mordechai say the Yad Soledes Bo on both sides is going to be good? Didn't we just learn the Yad Soledes Bo is not enough? You need Rosfin. 212 is not enough. 112. I'm just giving an approximation. Not enough 112. You need 212. Difference of 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So perhaps if the Gra is right, again, if. Now the Gra didn't really say it halacha lemaisa. He's just suggesting it's a possibility. But the Gra says this, maybe that would solve this problem. If you need Yad Soledes Bo, that's what you really, really gonna be Ikiwa did. That's what you need. If that's what you need, so that's what if Yad Soledes Mishnei Avareha, that is gonna be good. That's gonna be good. That's an amazing, amazing Kiddush. An amazing, amazing Kiddush. Now, there were those who claimed that even there are more who requires Rosin, it's only because it maybe went in a Rosin. Kabbalah Kachpolta. So at least in principle, Yatza Lettuce Bo would suffice, and the Gra might say it even works if it came in at a hotter temperature, potentially. We could suggest a riot. The Ran of Avodah Zarah, Rabosai, tries to prove, Rabosai, that you have to kasher a Klirishin while it's on the fire. There's two kinds of klirishin, on the fire and off the fire. So the Ran has a yisod in the Avodah Zarah that kibolo kachpolto means precisely, not just generally speaking, but precisely. The Ran says that if it went in, Rabosai, if it went in the klirishin while it's on the fire, it has to go out in the klirishin while it's on the fire. Not a Kli Rishon after it's taken off the fire. Even though it's still called a Kli Rishon, that's its name. No, it has to be, it goes together. So suggests the Ran and the Sefta of Avodah Zarah. And what's the Raya from our Gemara? Because the Gemara says, Beroskin of a Kli Rishon. Beroskin of a Kli Rishon. His Raya is from our Gemara, Mesech Psachim, that Flaman of Adbeis. Why did it say Beroskin? Because, to tell you, it has to be Kli Rishon while it's still on the fire. I'll ask you a Kasha. Rabosai, according to the standard understanding that you have to have 212, that's why it said Beroskin. What's the Raya bringing a Raya? It says Beroskin, and the fact to teach you that it has to be on the fire. Once you took it off the fire, it's too late to use it to Kasha. No. What's the Raya? What is the Raya? It says Roskin to teach you it has to be 212 degrees. So therefore the Raya that Ran brings is a very Shvach Raya. Unless you say that the Vilna Gaon. Say the Vilna Gaon does not have to be 212 degrees. Then we understand that the Ran's Raya is a legitimate Raya. Again, I don't have time to read you the whole Ran over here. You can find it in says you need Kli Rishon. It's only while it's on the fire. Kabbalah Kapolto. Hana Darminan. Beroskin of a Kli Rishon. Beroskin of a Kli Rishon. Not after you took it off the fire. While it's on the fire and still boiling. You see from here, it's only because of why? Because of the Kabbalah Kapolto, you need a 212 standard. But otherwise, you wouldn't need 212 degrees. That's the Pasha of Pshat. And even Misvara, we could argue, Kibbalah Kapolta. Perhaps, again, it's a question whether it's going to work for less than 212, for less than 212, for more than 212, a whole discussion. We did see here, Bosai, the Lush of the Rosh Psachim, Shleyanuchu Mayim Min HaResicha. Now, the Ogur is the only Rishon to use the word Avabuot, which means what? Bubbles. Ramosha is quoted as saying, Resicha is the only bubbles. Bubbles is 212. Resicha means steam. And already at 190. Maybe that might be enough. So just keep that in mind. Oh. Having said all this, Rabosai, I want to come back to something which we spoke about last time. And I want to come back to it now. This is in the Sefta of Avodah Zarah in the Rush. Just one more pass at this particular issue. You may recall an expression you may have it still in front of you. You may have copied it in Rosh. Remember the expression? The less nagar ubar nagar the lifrakinet. Ooh, there's no carpenter who can solve this problem, who can fix this one. What's the problem? What's the Rosh's own opinion? Like Rabbeinu Tam or like Rabbeinu Ephraim? So the Torah quotes the Rosh was like Rabbeinu Ephraim. Against Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Can't be. It's impossible, says the Pilpula Charifta here in Os Men. Why? Because the Rosh said over here, look at this, yeah, if you have it in front of you, it's by the small men. Avon Nizbashel Ba Tzarech Me'es Le'es Mi Bishul Achron. What does that mean? That means is, if you want to kasher it, you have to wait, or you want to worry about the food, with the Evet, you don't measure from the original time when it absorbed tarfus. No. You measure, Abosai, from the time of the last bishul. So the Pekula Charifta, that indicates clearly that what? The old Rabbeinu Tam, that this new bishul what did we say before? The water goes from the pot, the taste goes from the pot to the water and back to the pot again. And the Rosh says it's no good. That's a Raya brewer to the Rabbeinu Tam. Called the Rabbeinu Ephraim, it went from the pot to the water to the pot again. Not much left, right? Because it's prorated. Nothing left. From the bottom he said, yeah, look on the Shach, you're there, Tzadidalot Chavbeis, Diparkine. He gave an answer. He's the carpenter. You know the Shach is a carpenter, Rabbeinu? Wake up. Shabbat. He's the Nagar of Bar Nagar who solved the problem. He solved the problem, but the Pulpula Charifta thinks has no solution. How did he solve the problem? Obviously, if he said there's no solution and he solves the problem, something is very strange over here. Make up your mind, Rabbi Osai. Either there is a solution or there's no solution. You can't have it both ways. Which one is it? Do you think there's a solution or you think there is no solution? Not for me to take strong sides in this. But what is the solution? So I'd like to read you one more time what the Shach said. You should know where it is. It's in Siman Tzadi Dalit, Sivkotin Chav Beis. You should have an idea when you live in Yerodea one day of some familiarity with this. So he quotes he calls him the Madane Melech, right? Tell you that, right? No, Lomati al Sov Daita is wrong. Da Dover Borer Kidapirashti. What does it mean? You don't say Chaticha Nasa Nevela Bishar Yisurin. Afal Pikain, he quotes the Ran also. The Ran said you don't say Chaticha Nasa Bishar Yisurin, but it's still a problem called what? Not Barnati Isuru. Not Barnati Isura is still a problem. Even if you don't hold from Chaticha Nasa Nevela Bishar Isura. So says the Shach. Yeah, it's true. The Ran holds that way. But let's not forget, the Ran's not Barnat refers to a case where you can taste it. It's a Tom Kolish, but you can still taste it, and that's why he's Mekel, and what he calls not Barnat Eteira, not the Isura. If you taste it, forget about it, the Isura. But we already pointed out about that Issa Veheter and the Smak, and there's also a Marshal, who all seem to go with what I called the last time, early today's shiur. Not banat banat. Three knots, in a case in which you don't taste it, and what's the halachic status, depends upon Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Tam will say it's osim b'derabbanan, as we mentioned this earlier today. Rabbeinu Ephraim would be matirit. So we understand that Pilpula Charif, that he went with that mahalach, and therefore he says, it's the case here, not banat banat, right? What do I mean? From the tarfus to the pot, from the pot to the water, from the water to the pot, and from the pot back to the potatoes. Right? There's a lot of knots floating around over there. So therefore, Abosai, the only reason we should ask it is if you're chaticha nas nevela b'shari surin. That's what the Pilpula Charifta's question is. Les naga rubar naga nafakine. To go back to the rush they have in front of you. He doesn't understand why you would ever want to count the 24-hour, restart the 24-hour clock when there's a Bishul Acharon. He doesn't understand. Why should that be? Let that Bishul Acharon itself be a Hagolah. And according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, as we just saw, we saw the Korban of Sandal Zion today. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, the first Hagolah knocks out most of the taste. You only measure going back prorated. And therefore, if you're going to cook subsequently, it's going to be the Eved is going to be mutter, as we mentioned before. That's his kasha. Let's naga banana. So he didn't chap, the shach didn't, was on a different wavelength than the Pilpula Charifta. But the Pilpula Charifta, I think, has a lot of things to go with because he's going with the assumption of the use of head, etc. So I want to say a simple answer. But both sides, his question seems to presume that every bishul is a hagolah in effect. We just said a minute ago, it's not true. Because a hagolah has to be 212. Bishul is often not 212. Rabbi, when you cook, anyone cook here? Who's a cook? Who cooks in the kitchen? Do you always insist that the water be 212 before you start cooking? Has to be bubbling? No. That's the answer over here. That they cooked in the Bishul Acharon, right? It's enough to make trouble, but it's not enough to make things better. Right? It's going to reintroduce perhaps some taste. Maybe a little bit's going to come out and go back in again. But it's not going to be able to pull it all out, have it all go out and come back in again, because it's not 212. I wanted to say a new chiddush to answer this question. But going back to Adam's original question with the yatzah, let us on the aver le'aver, make the following suggestion. This is, I think, an important suggestion. Again, I'm not sure it's true, but maybe it's true. Maybe it's true. It's relevant for other things as well. Maybe Itaka need 212. You know why you need 212? You know why the water has to be 212? Because you have to take out all the absorbed trape of taste from the entire thickness of the pot. Right? We saw that. So we pass in the halacha, so we're going to have wrong, that Hagola is maflit me'ever le'ever, from sea to shining sea, right? From one, to the inside to the outside all the way. So make the following suggestion of Osa. I take the typical pot, I immerse completely in water. Right? I immerse it completely in water, Rabbi Osai, so then there's boiling water all over the place. All the water is boiling. You don't need boiling as such. Yatzalez would suffice. But how do you know that the water is going to be Yatzalez, that the temperature of the inner part of the metal will reach Yatzalez? It's true, metal is a conductor of heat. It's true. But you have to also have to kasher wood, and you have to kasher other things, stone. Not such great conductors of heat. How do you know that the inside is going to reach out to lettuce, which is the minimum at which the flavor is going to come out? So the answer is, if you kasher, if the outside is boiling, so we have a right to assume that the inside is already going to at least reach out to lettuce bone. This itself, Rabbi Osei, gives me a little bit of comfort to the Minig Yisrael Torah we spoke about. Minig Yisrael Torah, I don't talk to the concern of the Mordechai. Anu Nogin Lotzio Miat. We pull it out right away. We don't wait a long time. So he asked the question, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if you pull it out right away, so how is it all going to reach such a hot temperature? So the question becomes, how hot must the pot become? So the water has to become boiling. Now we know. So the water is boiling, so we pass it. But you don't need boiling. The definition of heat for this purpose is Yatzel Lettuce Bowl. So as long as the water is boiling, so we have a right to assume that the pot will reach a state of Yad Saletisbo. And since Yad Saletisbo is a fairly low temperature, so we can at least have some wishful thinking. And when I put the pot into the boiling water, 212 degrees, so in almost instantaneous time, almost, the metal will reach the level of Yad Saletisbo. That's my wishful thinking. But otherwise, it's very hard to understand the question. You should have to leave it in for a very long time. Very long time. But the answer is that we have it's kind of a built-in cushion. If the water is 212, and all you need, as we saw in Mordechai, is Yatzalez Me'ever Le'ever, you submerge it in the water. So it's 212 here, 212 there, 212 all over the place. So it's 212 all over the place, and usually the things are not so thick. So it's going to get into the bones of the kli, into the inside, not to 212, but to 112, or a low yatzal lettuce bowl, 113, whatever we had discussed last year, whatever it may be, it will reach that level of heat, which will suffice to pull out the taste. That's what I thought about again afterwards, maybe. Again, I'm only saying maybes, I'm not saying 100% for sure. Try and do the best I can under the circumstances. We only have another few minutes to go, Rabbi Osai. Let's discuss just, I guess, one more thing, which is the pants. The pants. What's the status of the pants? Very much halacha lemaisa. What do you do with a pant? We all have pants. We all deal with pants. What kind of status does a pant have? Let's open up Rabbi Osef. Tav Nun Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. Open up, please. Tav Nun Aleph. You all have the Shaburis. Tav Nun Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. Machva shemetavnin ba muteres ba hagolah. Look at that. Hagolah. A chidish nifla v'naira. What kind of hagolah? So the Baal HaKadosh says, what are you talking about? No. Rov poskim says you require libun. Right? So the Ramah speaks about that. That you need a possibility of libun. Huh? Whole discussion. Libun chomer. What are they fighting about? If you look on the Rush, let's open the Rush one more time, and this is, I know, at the end of 3 minutes. Look on the Rush gives two reasons in Siman Zayin for Machbas. He quotes from the first in the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh said that he heard from his father. His father said that they require Libun. I wasn't have a chance to argue with him. It's page Yud Bey, of column 1. I was enough to have a Gola. Why? Because the Kabechi of Chala, Tigan and Bishal are the same. So you can't consider frying to be like baking, it's more like cooking. My answer to that question was no. Frying is neither here nor there. It's not like baking to be mechayev and challah, but it's not like cooking either, because it's in between. There's a little bit of oil, it's neither here nor there. Oh, So that's as far as the first point is concerned, the Rabbeinu Yoel. There's a second issue, the last six lines in the first column. Well, Pomeshim betagin above and esyabesh Hashem and v'nefam Hashem besocha below Hashem. It's like mafetana because it gets dried up. And he rejects that too. Those are a little bit of there. The worst of all pans, if you ask me, is the Teflon pan. Because the Teflon pan, precisely because it's a no stick surface, there's no shemen. You don't have to put any oil there. No fat, no nothing. So unless you're like the Ra'oh, Shitas Yochid, that we mentioned earlier today, it should be a bigger problem than the average pan. And that the problem is today, almost everybody is using Teflon. So it's going to come out a very big chumrah, a major chumrah, that Teflon should really require new libum. So it's good news to try to solve it in the next 2 minutes. One, as far as Pesach is concerned, the poskim say it's a svek svek. But some say that machris requires requires tzedat ha'avagola, and some say chavetz with Pesach is hetera bola. I'm not sure it's going to work with svek svek by Teflon, because according to the way the Yisrof say the Chelkos Binyamin, he claims when it comes to Teflon, everyone agrees you have to have libum. So that's the bad news so far. So if you ask me about kashering a pan, a Teflon pan for Pesach, I would demand libum should probably ruin the pan. Go buy yourself a new pan. It's not so expensive. Fine. The more relevant question, which I want to talk about briefly, is basa b'cholav. Basa b'cholav. What's the status of basa b'cholav as far as pan? That's when it comes up. Someone by mistake puts margarine, which is milchiks, in a plate sugar pan, or they get a schnitzel in the milchik pan, I get these shadows to say that. What about over there? What's the status over there? That's the question. Do you have a couple of minutes, a minute to talk about? We have, first of all, the Ramami Panu. Ramami Panu said, Anup Shat, why he thinks that there were more makel by Chometz than by Shari Suri. Nothing to do with the Terebola as such. Rather, it depends if there's a kosher intermediary. So when it comes to Chometz, the oil is not Chometz. But by the Goyish pan, the oil itself is treif. The oil itself is lard. So therefore, we're more machper. So it's not so much whether it's liquid or not liquid. The question is, what is the liquid? That's the Merami Pano's particular point of view. And then he says, if that's the case, the Shach, when he quotes this Merami Pano, the Shach talks about basa b'cholav being a problem. And the question is, what do you mean? Basa b'cholav is a terebola. So if you look in the biurim of the Chelkos Binyamin, who quoted the Ramah verbatim, he's not discussing we have a case of flesh, you want to turn it into milchik. No, unfortunately, you are ready to put flesh in milchik. Now you're stuck with a bus of a cholov like a pan. That's the case he's talking about. Fine. Well, last case, and this has to end with this, what happens if it's in this kind of situation? The Alter Rebbe is quoted as saying that if it's an Eimer Ben Yomo, when it was Bolea the cholov, it's enough to have Agola. We looked up the Alter Rebbe, we couldn't find the word about Eimer. I brought it in today, I just don't have the chance to look at it, you can look at it yourself here. We didn't see the word Eimer Ben Yomo. Just didn't find it. And he quotes some argue with the Alter Rebbe, we are Lubavitchers for this purpose. We want to be Mekel, maybe even Ben Yomo. But then we have Adam's question. What does the Alter Rebbe say? He said he is so that you have fleshiks in the deep recesses of the pan. And again, it's a question. When you have Al Yadeo Eish and Agola won't work, it's because it's a deeper level. That's how the Alter Rebbe seems to be gone. Or is it just all mixed in more strongly? You can't get it out. That's what others say. Hagol is quoted Tzemach Tzedek. Alter Rebbe's grandson talks about this. Okay, so the question then becomes, Rabosai, the question then becomes, if it's fleshiks all the way in the deep recesses, and the milchiks in the deep recesses, there's such shvacha stuff that they cannot join together to create a chefta shalisur. So good, so you'll do Hagol, you'll pull out the 90% which Hagol pulled out, and the other stuff inside, it's too weak to create a shame of basa b'cholav. But the question was raised that the butter itself, I'm a flesh of the pan, I put in butter, that itself is basa b'cholav. And that butter went back into the pan, so what do you do with that? That's the problem. That's your kasha, right? Someone's kasha. That's a tremendous, tremendous kasha against the Alter Rebbe. Don't know the answer. So we suggested, or someone suggested, and that's why the Teltos Binyamin says, it's referring to Ene Binyam. It's Ene Binyamo, and the butter is not prohibited even in the first place. Well, it's not even in the first place. We can go back to the throwing out of the Baba Chira. We'll stop here out of time. We'll start the Bechidas tomorrow. What time is the first one tomorrow? We don't know. Please make your schedule with Adam at the minute.